with Connor Olson from Monticello, Minnesota. And give us an assessment 2 games into this season, where you think this team is and how important this weekend might be.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for having me on. So I think our team's definitely shown some great flashes, but I think we got to get a lot better. You know, that's the thing is, at this point in the season too, is that's the beauty of it, is every team has to do that in the country. You know, it's not an uncommon thing to see that there's tremendous room for growth, and that's something that I see. So, you know, we got to go out there and we got to change our best this upcoming.
You look, and in 2 games, you've had two different guys go for over 170 on the ground. How much pride do you take in road grading that way?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's awesome. And, you know, it's a tremendous effort on their part, too. You know, Mo and Trey, you know, they're terrific backs. You know, they're guys in the backfield that make you as an offensive lineman proud, and also makes you look good, too, on plays where, you know, if it's somebody else, you know, it goes for 3 yards, but with them it goes for 40. And it's just, it's awesome going back there. You know, the trust that we have with the running back room is great. You know, we do some of our post-practice stretches. We do a lot of work with them. I mean, the chemistry there is just awesome.
What's an area or two that you think the line can take another step, if you will, and it's obviously a veteran line, but where do you think there's a step to be made?
Biggest thing I think we can come across is, you know, finishing out plays as well as pad level. You know, that's the biggest thing, you know, and that's also the downside of being 6'9" like Daniel is. So, you know, tremendous. You know, if that guy played, if we all played a little lower, you know, I think we can definitely take it to the next level. And, you know, we've been successful, but, you know, there's always more that you can do to get better, and that you can open bigger holes for your backs, and then also, you know, providing better protection for your quarterback.
What's the challenge of facing a team now that has shown a couple of different fronts in their 2 games when you look at the Buffaloes defensively?
In practice, you know, you got to see a ton of different looks. You know, you're prepping, you know, close to, you know, 2 defenses. But at the same time, you know, we have our rules and our concepts or principles, you know, that's been instilled in us since day one. And, you know, when it all comes down to it, you go out there and you got to apply that on the field. And, you know, whatever they bring, we'll be ready for it.
Let's talk about you a little bit off the field and kind of on the field at the same time. I know we talk about this every year when we do this interview, but the importance for you to have stayed home. You had some options to play for the Gophers and have your family be able to watch. Take me through the pride you have in that.
I got a tremendous amount of pride to represent my state. And, you know, the fact that I've been doing it for so long, too, has just been awesome. You know, I couldn't be more thankful and grateful for this opportunity that the University of Minnesota has provided me. You know, I grew up 45 minutes away from here, and, you know, I was coming to Gopher games as a young kid, and I couldn't even imagine at that point that I'd maybe be wearing this uniform. And the fact that I've been able to for so long is just, it's a great experience. And, you know, I got a handful of jerseys at this point from being here for so long, but, you know, I imagine they'll all be hanging up somewhere at some point in my house.
Yeah, I guess in a weird way, because, I mean, no one wants to go through what we all had to go through here the last, you know, 2 years with COVID, but it did provide an additional opportunity, a season last year to build on, and now an additional opportunity for you. 6 years, what's that like? I mean, that's a lifetime for some.
Yeah, well, it definitely feels, you know, I say this to people when they ask me about it. I genuinely remember coming here on the first day being a scared 18-year-old kid. You know, I turned 18 about 2 weeks before I got here. And, you know, now here I am, 23. You know, Sam Schluter, my roommate, he's 24. You know, we're old heads now. You know, we're grumpy. There's, well, I got friends that are getting married that are out in the workforce. You know, I'm here playing college football. And it's awesome, though. I mean, I couldn't be happier with where I am, and I absolutely love it, you know.
Yeah, and from that standpoint, you have teammates as well that, you know, you've probably spent more time with them than maybe some family members, right, now when you think about it, 6 years here?
Yeah, I mean, these guys are my brothers, you know, across the board. And, you know, over the past 6 years, there's a group of us, and, you know, even guys that I haven't been with for 6 years, guys I've been with for 5 or 4, you know. For some people, that's as long as they get in college. But, you know, I've forged bonds with guys that'll last a lifetime, 100%. And, like, especially in the offensive line room, like, those guys they're my guys, you know. And I assume they'd say the same thing about me, hopefully, you know. But, yeah, those are guys I'm going to sit and talk with for years to come.
And you have an interesting academic side of things as well, because you have high hopes and high aspirations from that standpoint. You have a football career and a future there probably as well. So give us all an update on where you stand academically and what you're pursuing now and what you have already accomplished, and then how that will mix with football as you move forward.
Yeah, so just started my second year of my master's program in public health, which is going great. I'm on a couple of research teams, and, you know, we're doing stuff. can't give too much away because God forbid somebody beats us to the punchline. So, you know, got to be careful on that. But that's super exciting. And then also on the medical school front, you know, right now got interview invites trickling in, that type of thing. So preparing for those. And as of right now, they're virtual, which is helpful too with the football schedule. So be checking in with that. And then I imagine that I'll know where I stand by December. And the beautiful thing is in both football and in that that path. So at that point, you know, I can make that choice. But if the opportunity comes knocking that I can keep playing football, I mean, that's definitely a door I want to walk through.
At what point do you think, I mean, are you hearing from people that talk to scouts? Are you hearing from scouts themselves in terms of what your future may hold that way and what they like from you?
Sometimes, you know, that comes up. But at the same time, it's also something that I really try to tune it out. Like, I don't want to worry about that. You know, I just want to worry about performing for my team and getting better each day, honestly. Like, I think looking that far into the future is something that could only hurt myself. And, you know, it's great. But, you know, all of a sudden you start getting, you know, touchy-feely about something because, you know, somebody told me this. And, like, I don't want that, you know, and I don't think we have any guys that struggle with that on our team. But, you know, right now I'm focused on being a Golden Gopher and being the best Golden Gopher I could be.
Monticello, Minnesota, how did that community and your family shape you into who you are now?
Yeah, I mean, I got tons of mentors that, you know, turned me into what I became, you know, right? The story is that I was not the body type to play college football. I was 190 pounds, 6'5", in 10th grade, and, you know, managed to put on 80 pounds in 2 years. And, I mean, that's just a testament to a handful of guys. Like, if I had to shout out, you know, Coach Mackey in the weight room, Coach Telecki, my head coach, Coach Nutt, Coach Henson, my O-line guys, you know, these are all people that molded me, as well as teammates, too, you know, guys that I still talk to this day, too, some of my best friends, you know. I have a tremendous team around me, and there's a lot of people that have gotten me this far, and I got nothing but gratitude towards all of them.
Well, it's been fun watching, and I know it's not over yet. This can be a pretty special year, so good luck with it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Mike.
All right, he is Connor Olson.